The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Thursday night football was a total snooze fest because it was just a field goal fest. I mean, neither offense could get shit going last night. I mean, it was real difficult to watch because neither offense could get in even field goal range for the longest time. And then I'm sure the weather played a part because it was pouring rain during the game throughout the majority of it, but still, neither offense could get anything going. There was probably about four big plays, and other than that, it was just field goal after field goal, but the Rams did get the much-needed win. They got the win 12-6, so that kind of distances the 49ers a little bit further out from their playoff picture, but keeps the Rams in line for potentially winning their division. But yeah, it was a pretty pathetic game. One of the big plays for the Rams was actually in the fourth quarter. The Niners were actually driving. Looked like they were at least going to get in field goal range. But Brock Purdy threw an interception, and the Rams were able to just take that interception and drive down the field and pretty much take all the time off the clock. And that, to me, was pretty much the big play of the game. But overall, it was just pretty much a snooze fest all around. So let's move on to the rest of week 15 and hopefully we get some better games than last night's affair. But let's go ahead and discuss my head-to-head matchup with the homie Simon Ruvakaba. Last week I went 7-6 to bring my season total up to 137 wins and 71 losses. He went 8-5 to bring his total up to 120 wins and 88 losses. So he still has quite the hill to climb. As a matter of fact, I probably have this season won. But we'll see how it goes. There's still the rest of this week and three more weeks after that to go. But I'd say I pretty much have it on lock. We both had the Rams last night, so we both start the week 1-0. I had the Rams winning 28-17. Simon had the Rams winning 20-17. So let's move on to the rest of week 15 and see what we've got. Beginning with the Kansas City Chiefs at the Cleveland Browns. Right now, the Chiefs are a 6.5-point favorite. And you know, the Chiefs really haven't had one dominating game this season. This one might be dominating, but I don't think it's going to be dominating from a scoring standpoint. I just kind of feel like they're going to have the lead the majority of the way. The Browns might make it an interesting game because it kind of feels like everybody's making it an interesting game against the Kansas City Chiefs all season long. So I'm not going to say they're going to get blown out, but I just kind of feel like the Chiefs are going to own this one and get yet another win. 24-14. Simon also has the Chiefs winning this one 27-21. Then we have the Cincinnati Bengals at the Tennessee Titans. Right now, the Bengals are a 5.5-point favorite. The Titans are just an absolutely dreadful team, whereas the Bengals, they still have that spark, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I kind of feel like this is going to be a big game for them, meaning I feel like they're just going to basically blow the Titans out of the water. I've got the Bengals winning this one 38-14. Simon also has the Bengals winning this one 27-17. Then we have the Washington Commanders at the New Orleans Saints. Right now, the Commanders are a 7.5-point favorite. The Saints have just been battling through injuries all season long. They just really have not been able to get any consistency whatsoever, whereas the Commanders, they've been pretty decent for the most part. I feel like this is a team that's more than likely going to make the playoffs. There's still a month left of football, so anything can happen. But I look at the Commanders as definitely being one of those wild card teams, at least all the way until the end. And I have them winning this one just because I think they're the overall better team. The Saints really don't have a lot to play for other than pride. But I've got the Commanders winning this one 27-10. And Simon also has the Commanders winning this one 23-16. And we have the Baltimore Ravens at the New York Giants. Right now, the Ravens are a 14.5-point favorite. So that just goes to show you there is no respect for the New York Giants at all in this game, which there really shouldn't be. I mean, the Ravens are coming off of a bye week. I feel like they're just going to run right over the Giants, literally and figuratively. I don't think this one's going to be close at all. The Ravens are head and shoulders above the Giants. The Giants have absolutely nothing going on at all. Their defense is actually not bad. But other than that, there really isn't much to write home about, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I feel like Baltimore is going to dominate this one from start to finish and blow them out of the water, 41-3. Simon also has the Ravens winning big, 30-14. Then we have the Dallas Cowboys at the Carolina Panthers. Right now, the Panthers are a 1.5-point favorite, which does not shock me. These are two terrible teams going nowhere, which means this should actually be a pretty good game. This is not only a battle between Simon and I in our head-to-head matchups, but I'm a Cowboys fan, and he is a Carolina Panthers fan. So it is fuck you to Simon this week, and he is probably saying the same thing. It is fuck you to Katie this week. Friends divided this week with our teams. But we both know neither of our teams are going anywhere, but we're both going to be happy whoever gets the win in this one. I, of course, am going with my Cowboys in this one, 21-20. I don't know why. They've shown some fight, I guess. Defensively, they're actually not too bad. Offensively, they've been getting the running game going. Panthers have also actually played pretty well these last couple of weeks. So like I said, I feel like this should be a good game, good battle back and forth, but I've got a close one, 21-20, and I'm going with the Cowboys, and Simon is going with his Panthers in a close one, 31-24. Then we have the New York Jets at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Right now, the Jets are a 3.5-point favorite. I've been waffling on the Jets the last month of football. I pretty much have given up on them. But then there's these matchups right now, and the Jaguars are worse than them, I think. I mean, I feel like they're in the same boat, but I feel like from a talent standpoint, the Jets are talented and a better team. They just haven't been able to put it together, whereas the Jaguars are just an absolutely atrocious team. I don't know what there is to say about the Jaguars other than they suck. So I am begrudgingly taking the Jets in this matchup just because every time I take them, they just let me down, and I would not be shocked if somehow Jags magically win this one. But I'm going the Jets 23-17. This is another disagreement between Simon and I. He's going with the Jaguars 23-17. So we're going the same score, just different teams. Then there's the Miami Dolphins at the Houston Texans. Right now the Texans are a 2.5-point favorite. Miami offensively looks pretty good. Defensively, meh. The Texans, they've had their moments, but I still think they're a good team. I still think they're a better team than the Dolphins. But I feel like the Dolphins are going to give the Texans a run for their money in this one. But the Texans, I think, will just eke it out in the end simply because they do have the better defense. I wouldn't be shocked if they cause a turnover or two. But I just think that the Texans are a better team. They're coming off of a bye, and they really could use a big win like this one over the Dolphins. So I've got the Texans winning 28-21. This is another disagreement between Simon and I. He has the Dolphins winning 23-20. Then the afternoon games, we have the Indianapolis Colts at the Denver Broncos. Right now, the Broncos are a 4.5-point favorite. This it does have playoff implications for both teams. They're both fighting for wild card spots, so both teams absolutely need the win. In my opinion, the Broncos are a much better team. They play more consistent football. They're excellent on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, they've had their moments, but they're just very capable of scoring a lot of points, but they're also capable of turning the ball over and just really not getting anything going. The Colts, on the other hand, they really haven't been consistent on any level. They get these big wins, but then they get a big loss the following week. So I just kind of feel like this is going to be a good game, a convergence of two similar teams, but I just feel like the Broncos are the better team. I feel like their defense is probably going to pull them out of a couple of bad situations in this one, and I've got the Broncos winning a close one, 30-27, and Simon also has the Broncos winning this one, 27-16. Then we have the Buffalo Bills at the Detroit Lions. Right now, the Lions are a 2.5-point favorite. Really, if you ask me who I look at as the Super Bowl favorites from each conference, this would be it for me. I feel like it would be the Buffalo Bills at the Detroit Lions. So we might be getting a Super Bowl preview here right now. These are two solid teams. Now, the Bills are coming off of a bad loss against the Rams last week. The Lions just keep on rolling. But to me, these are two very similar teams. I feel like the only difference in this matchup really is the Bills have a solid number one quarterback, Whereas the Lions, and I'm not trying to diss Goff, but he is nowhere near the talent level of Josh Allen. So that's kind of really the only difference I see. These two teams play very similar ball where they go for it in situations most teams wouldn't go for it in. They could score a lot of points. Their defense can take control. So I think this is going to be a battle to the bitter end. With that being said, since the Bills are coming off of a loss, and the Lions are just rolling right now. The Lions are on, what, like an 11, 12-game winning streak right now. I feel like both of those things are just going to converge, and I have the Bills winning a close one. Might be one of those walk-off field goal type things, but I've got the Bills winning a close one, 31-27. Simon also has the Bills winning a close one, 27-24. Then we have the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Philadelphia Eagles. Right now, the Eagles are a 4.5-point favorite. To me, the Steelers are getting better. Each and every week, they're getting stronger. I mean, defensively, there's been zero issues. They cause turnovers. They're getting sacks. They have no issues on the defensive side of the ball. It's the offensive side of the ball where, you know, they just can't get the ground game going. Sometimes their receivers drop passes. But overall, offensively, they've been progressing in the right direction and at the right time of the season. The Eagles, they have been one of the top teams all season long, but they've just been in such disarray, and it kind of feels like drama each and every week is building and building and building. And I just kind of feel like this is going to be the week where it finally gets them. I feel like the Steelers' defense is going to lock it down. It's not easy to tame Saquon Barkley, but I feel like the Steelers are going to do the best job you can in making sure he doesn't bust out for a 70-yard run here or there. I feel like they're going to have Jalen Hurts running for his life. And I feel like the Pittsburgh Steelers defense is going to be the reason why they win this one. And the Steelers offense is going to do just enough. I do think it's going to be a battle. I do think it's going to be a close one. But I have the Steelers walking into Philly and taking the upset 21-14. Simon is also going with the upset in this one. He's also taking the Steelers 27-24. Then we have the New England Patriots at the Arizona Cardinals. Right now, the Cardinals are a 6.5-point favorite. The Cardinals are very streaky. They've lost a couple in a row here. The Patriots are just an overall terrible team. So I kind of feel like this is going to be a battle between two terrible teams. And I just feel like the Cardinals are going to get the better of the Patriots in this one, 20-17. Simon also has the Cardinals winning this one, 27-19. Then we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Los Angeles Chargers. Right now, the Chargers are a 2.5-point favorite. I feel like both of these teams are very similar in nature. Two hard-nosed defenses with two offenses that are very capable of getting going, but also two offenses that are very streaky. You know, Tampa Bay has been lighting people up, but then they've also had their moments where you're like, are you guys ever going to score? It's the same thing with the Chargers. I do think this is going to be a defensive battle for the most part. But with that being said, I do think the Chargers are the better team. I think they're the more consistent team, where Tampa Bay, they still have a lot of questions and they have a lot of injuries to overcome. I'm leaning towards the Chargers in this one, 23-21. Simon is also leaning towards the Chargers in this one, 27-21. And then our Sunday night football matchup is the Green Bay Packers at the Seattle Seahawks. Right now, the Packers are a 2.5-point favorite. The Seahawks, they need to keep winning just to keep maintaining their lead in the NFC West. And they've actually been a very solid team for the most part. They've had their bad moments, but for the most part, this team is very consistent on the defensive side of the ball. They're very sneaky there. And then offensively, they just are very capable of busting off a big run here or making a big play downfield. And Green Bay, they're very consistent as well. Defensively, they're causing a lot of turnovers. Offensively as well, Josh Jacobs has been carrying the load. It's just their receivers have been dropping a lot of passes, and who knows if that's going to come to factor in this one. I do think this is going to be a battle between two good teams, but I think the Packers are going to get the better of the Seahawks in this one in a very close matchup. I've got the Packers winning 27-26. And Simon also has this one as a close battle, but he is going the opposite direction. He's got the Seahawks winning this one 28-26. So we've got some good week 15 games coming up this weekend, especially that Buffalo-Detroit one. Like I said, that to me is a Super Bowl preview, and who knows what we're going to get in that one, but I think that one's going to be the best game of the weekend. But we've got quite a few good games on tap, and hopefully they're better than what we saw last night from the Rams and the Niners. All right, so let's move on to the NBA and the NBA Cup and see where we're at with that. This week we had the quarterfinals earlier in the week. So in the Western Conference quarterfinals, we had the Dallas Mavericks versus the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the Oklahoma City Thunder, they keep on rolling. They got the win 118-104. Dallas has Luka back, and the dude has been on fire since he got back from injury. But it just was not enough in this matchup. Oklahoma City, even though they're battling through the injuries, SGA is picking up right back where he left off last season and is just carrying the squad. I would not be shocked to see Oklahoma City win this NBA Cup because they are just trucking on through everybody else. Then the other Western Conference quarterfinals matchup was the Houston Rockets versus the Golden State Warriors, and Houston just pulled off the upset. They got the win 91-90. As a matter of fact, Houston's just been rolling, not only through the regular season, but in this NBA Cup. They're a team that I feel like this NBA Cup is built for. Just a team that needs to kind of get these big wins, but also just kind of get this little thing in the middle here where if they get this championship, it's like, yo, we got that. Now let's see what happens, because they're playing some legit squads here. I mean, the Warriors, damn good-ass team, and they just barely beat them in the last seconds of the game in this one. But Houston moves on for the Western Conference semifinals. Then the Eastern Conference quarterfinals, we had the Milwaukee Bucks take out the Orlando Magic. And I mean, the Magic, they are also battling through some injuries to some of their key players, and they still are battling and still playing great. But Milwaukee, they are on fire since, I want to say, they started off the season terribly. It looked like, is this team going to even be playoff bound? Now they look like they're not only going to be playoff bound, but they're going to be one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference for sure. Boston's still ahead of them, but Milwaukee's making a name now. And Giannis and Dame are really getting it going. But they got the win over the Orlando Magic 114-109. And they move on to the Eastern Conference semis. And then the other Eastern Conference quarterfinals matchup ended up being between the Atlanta Hawks and the New York Knicks. And Trae Young do what Trae Young do. He always comes into New York and has a great game. He is the shining star in this matchup. The Hawks get the win 108-100, and they move on to the Eastern Conference semis of the NBA Cup. So our matchups here, the Western Conference semifinals in the NBA Cup is going to be the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Houston Rockets. That is going to be on Saturday night. I'm leaning towards Oklahoma City in this one. I think Houston's been great this season, but Oklahoma City is, they're just a battle-tested group. I mean, they've been... one of the most surprising teams the last 2 years. You know, last year, they went on this crazy winning streak, and it was like, are they going to be able to hold on? Are they going to be able to hold on? And they did. They made the playoffs, made a nice little run. Didn't make the finals, of course, but still made a nice little run, and now they continue to progress in the right direction. 2 years ago, they were kind of one of those sneaky teams, very similar to the Houston Rockets this year. The Houston Rockets are extremely sneaky. None of us expected them to be doing what they're doing right now. So I think this is going to be a good matchup, but I'm leaning towards Oklahoma City in this one simply because they've been building, they've been winning, and they've just been overcoming every obstacle in their way, and SGA has been playing out of his mind. So I'm going with Oklahoma City in that matchup. The Eastern Conference semifinals matchup is going to be the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Atlanta Hawks. Milwaukee, as I said, has just turned it on the last month of basketball. Giannis is playing out of his mind. He is playing at an MVP level right now. So I really like what I see from him. But him and Dame, boom, boom, boom. It's like one is on, the other is off, the other is on, the other. They both are just making clutch shots, making clutch plays, and being the huge clutch players that the Bucks need them to be. Atlanta Hawks, on the other hand, who knows what we're going to get from them, but they play hard. They've been playing hard in this NBA Cup, so I feel like they're going to give the Bucks their all, but I feel like the Bucks are the better team. And Giannis, I just feel like he's playing out of his mind. So I have the Milwaukee Bucks winning this matchup between the Hawks on Saturday. So both of these matchups are going to be on Saturday. So on Monday's show, we'll be talking about who is going to the NBA Cup Finals. I have it as the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Milwaukee Bucks, but we'll see where it ends up. All right, so now let's talk about the college football playoff. All the matchups are set, so let's make the predictions. Now, it does not begin until next week, but what I really love, I feel like this is finally the college football playoff we all deserve. Because it has a good mixture here. It's got your powerhouse teams that have been dominating all season long. It's also got your middle-of-the-road teams that suffered a loss here and there, but still deserve to be there. And then it also has these no-name teams that have come out of nowhere, and do they deserve to be here? Well, you are going to actually see if they deserve to be here. We've got the SMUs. We've got the Boise States. Hell, we even got the Arizona States as well. Who the fuck thought they were going to be here? So who is it? Who's going to be the real champion? You never know what you're going to get in each game. One team could bring their A game. The other team could just lay an egg on game day. You don't know what's going to happen. And so that's what's so great, I feel like about this 12-team playoff, is that we're actually going to see a battle. We're actually going to see if these no-name teams belong here or if they just get completely blown out. We're going to see if the Longhorns are for real, or if Ohio State's for real, if Oregon deserves to be here. Were they the number one team all season? Who the fuck knows? But that's what's so great about this college football playoff. And it's so long, too. I was looking at the schedule for it last night. I'm like, hell yes. We get college football all the way till January, the beginning of January. Like, oh, it is just football galore from here on out. Like I said, college football playoff does not begin until next Friday, but I'm going to be making my predictions right now and ultimately who I believe is going to be the national champion when it's all said and done. So let's start with the first round matchups. Actually, let's start off with who get the byes. So the four teams that are on bye week next week is going to be Oregon, Arizona State, Georgia, and Boise State. Those are the four teams on bye. Now, let's start off with the first round matchups. So let's start off with Tennessee versus Ohio State. Tennessee has been a team that's been here all, they've been ranked in the top 12 all season. They've been a team where you kind of look at, are they for real or are they not? Ohio State, they've been ranked 1, 2, or 3 all season long. Well, I actually think they fell a little bit further when they played Michigan, when they lost to Michigan. But the fact of the matter is, Ohio State has been a powerhouse basically all season long. So this is going to be a very good matchup between two very good teams. They've been there all season. I feel like they're both equally balanced for the most part. But I feel like Ohio State has been more consistent. They've been more of a powerhouse, where Tennessee has had their down moments. And I feel like Ohio State is the better team, so I'm going with Ohio State to win that first round matchup. The other first round matchup is Clemson versus my Texas Longhorns. Hook 'em horns, motherfucker. Hook 'em horns. Hook 'em horns. I'm excited about this matchup because the Longhorns, their only team they cannot beat this year is motherfucking Georgia. Other than that, I feel like we're kind of looking out here because Clemson, they've had their moments. They're not what they used to be. They are not that dominating powerhouse. Now, Texas better not be overlooking Clemson in this one. But I think Texas, out of all the teams left standing, Texas is the best defense remaining. They have the absolute best defense. They're causing turnovers. They're causing issues for all their opposing quarterbacks. Texas's defense is definitely going to come into play throughout their college football playoff journey here. It's really just going to be what happens with Quinn Ewers. As I've been stating since Arch Manning took over for Ewers earlier in the season with his injury, Ewers has not been good since he came back from injury. And also another problem has been the second half. We've been able to get going in the first half, which has saved our asses in the second half, but the second half is where we fall apart offensively. And Ewers has just had these really, really stupid moments, especially with the offensive red zone turnovers. That is terrible, and he needs to stop. I'm really, really hoping that Sark has a short leash with Ewers and just throws in Manning if we have to, because I'm sorry, if Ewers fucks up, put in Manning. We have to put in Manning. The rest of this team is stout. Our defense is fan-fucking-tastic. Our receivers are damn-fucking-good. Our tight end is good, and our ground attack is excellent. Our offensive line is pretty damn good, too. Arch is much more reliable downfield, and he also can run, and he doesn't get injured a lot. I'm sorry, Ewers, but if you can't get the job done, we have to pull him and put in Manning. So I hope Ewers does not cost us a game, or Sark does not cost us a game by not pulling Ewers when he should. Clemson, on the other hand, like I said, they've had their inconsistent moments. They've had their close moments, but they absolutely deserve to be here. But I think the Longhorns are the better team, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So, of course, I have my Texas Longhorns moving on to the next round. The other first round matchup we have is Indiana versus Notre Dame. I really like this matchup. Both of these teams have been ranked all season long. People have been questioning whether or not Indiana's for real. Well, I think we're going to get our answer with this matchup here. I don't think Notre Dame is for real, on the other hand. I think Notre Dame, there's a lot of questions with them, and I think Indiana's going to upset Notre Dame in this one, so I've got Indiana moving on and beating Notre Dame. And the final first-round matchup we have is SMU versus Penn State. Now, Penn State has been a powerhouse all season long, whereas SMU, they just made their nice little last season run and just were able to make it into the playoff. With that being said, I think Penn State is the much better team. I feel like they're better on the defensive side of the ball. They're better on the offensive side of the ball. And they've been ranked all season for a reason. So I have Penn State moving on to the next round. So my second round matchups, I have Ohio State versus Oregon. In that matchup, I am actually taking Ohio State. I feel like Oregon at some point is bound to lose. They've had their very close moments in the matchups they've been tested. They've been close. In Ohio State, I just feel like it's the better team, and I feel like they're more battle tested, and I have Ohio State upsetting Oregon in that matchup. Then my other second round matchup is Texas versus Arizona State. Arizona State is another team that just magically made their way. They made a nice little last season run, and they magically made their way into the college football playoff. Absolutely deserved to be here, but it was just one of those things where they just made a nice little second half run, and boom, here they are. Texas has been ranked all season long. They've actually been a number one team. I feel like Texas is the more well-rounded team. They're more battle-tested, and they come from the SEC. I, of course, have my Longhorns moving on in that matchup. My other second round matchups are Indiana versus Georgia. I feel like Indiana, they've had a good run, but Georgia, I feel like, is the better overall team, and I feel like Georgia will win that matchup. And then I have Penn State versus Boise State. Boise State has also, they've been ranked at the bottom, kind of like 12-ish, 10-ish, 11-ish area for a while now. They've been a powerhouse team. Their running back, JT, he's got a good shot at winning the Heisman Trophy this year. But other than that, I don't think they're going to be able to compete with the big boys, and that is Penn State. Penn State is an all-around powerhouse stacked team. I've got Penn State moving on. So my semifinals, I have Ohio State versus Texas and Georgia versus Penn State. So my Ohio State versus Texas matchup, you know I'm going with my Texas Longhorns. Of course I'm going with my Texas Longhorns. I think we've got the better defense, and if we are able to just keep in it offensively, I think we're good. And I've got Texas moving on to the national championship. And my other semifinals matchup, Georgia versus Penn State. This one I feel like is going to be a great matchup, but I've got Georgia moving on. And so my national championship matchup, third time's the charm, bitches. Texas Longhorns versus the Georgia Bulldogs. And this time around, I have the Texas Longhorns winning. Yes, Georgia kicked our ass in the first matchup earlier this year. Then in the SEC championship game, it was a close battle, but the Longhorns totally choked away that one. And this matchup, third time is going to be the charm. We're going to be able to lock it down on the defensive side of the ball and hopefully get it done offensively. And I, of course, I mean, come on, you knew I was going to have the Texas Longhorns as my national champion. Hook 'em horns, motherfucker, hook 'em horns, hook 'em horns, hook 'em horns, motherfucker, hook 'em horns, hook 'em horns. I got the Longhorns winning that national championship because that's not even being delusional. They've been ranked one of the top teams all season long. They've been one of the best teams all season long. As I said, my only issue is with Quinn Ewers. And hopefully he's got a short leash with Sark in this playoff run, because he should. As I said, Arch Manning's better at the deep ball. Arch Manning can move. If we got to put Arch Manning in, you better put Arch Manning in. But I'm not going to lie, I do believe in Ewers. I think Ewers is a good quarterback. It's just what he's shown since he came back from injury, I just don't think he's got it. Especially in the second half. He's overthrowing dudes that he shouldn't be overthrowing. So he's my only issue. Other than that, defensively, we are the best defense left in the college football playoff. Offensively, we've got a lot of talent at the receiver position, and we got a lot of talent at the running back position. It's just the offensive line sometimes looks like Boo Boo the Fool sometimes. And then, like I said, Ewers, he's just very shaky. But I think overall, this Texas Longhorn squad is the best team, and I think we're going to find that out in this college football playoff. So that's who my national champion is this year. I've got the Texas Longhorns winning it all, bitches. All right. Y'all enjoy the weekend of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Monday.